Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of El Reezy's Audio Plays, sponsored by Anchor FM. It is really easy to start a podcast straight from your own little noggins, and even to start an account for free, I might add. Just sign up for an account with over at www.anchor.fm. You can start an account by your own laptop, your computer, or even your mobile device. And you have like various options for you to sign up for an account for today. So, for today's episode, we're going to Disguised by My Destiny. By the way, I am Elric Gottesen, the creator of the podcast and also the producer of this podcast, and I'm hoping that you would enjoy my newest episode of El Reezy's Audio Plays. Our story begins in the Renaissance era. The Renaissance era was also the beginning of the era of colonialism. It was a period of European history marking the transition from the Middle Ages to modernity, and covering from the 15th to the 16th centuries. It occurred as the crisis of the late Middle Ages and was associated with great social change. In addition to the standard periodization, proponents of a long Renaissance put its beginning in the 14th century and its end in the 17th century. The traditional view focuses more on the early modern aspects of the Renaissance and argues it was a break from the past. But many historians today focuses more on its medieval aspects and argues that it was an extension to the of the Middle Ages. The intellectual aspects based on the Renaissance was its version of humanism derived from the concept of Roman humanitas and the rediscovery of Greek philosophy, such as that of Protagoras, who said that man was the measure of all things. This new thinking became the manifest of art, architecture, politics, science, and literature. Early examples of were the development of perspective in oil painting and the recycled knowledge of how to make concrete. Although the invention of metal movable type sped the dissemination of ideas from the later 15th century, the changes in the Renaissance were not uniformly experienced across Europe. The first traces appear in Italy as early as the late 13th century. In particular, the writings of Dante and the paintings of Giotto. As a cultural movement, the Renaissance encompassed innovative flowering of Latin and vernacular literatures beginning in the 14th century, resurgence of learning based on classical sources, which contemporaries credited by Petrarch, the development of linear perspective and other techniques of rendering a more natural reality in painting, and a gradual but widespread educational reforms. In politics, the Renaissance contributed to the development of the customs and conventions of diplomacy, and in science to an increased reliance on observation and inductive reasoning. Although the Renaissance saw revolutions in many intellectual pursuits as well as social and political upheaval, it is perhaps known for its artistic developments and the contributions of such polymaths as Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo, who inspired the term Renaissance man. The Renaissance began in the 14th century of Florence, Italy. Various theories have been proposed to account for its origins and characteristics. Focuses on a variety of factors, including the social and civic peculiarities of Florence at the time, its political structure, the patronage of its dominant family, the Medici, and the migration of Greek scholars and their texts to Italy following the fall of Constantinople to the Ottoman Turks, which inherited from the Timuranian Renaissance. The other major centers were the northern Italian city-states such as Venice, Genoa, Milan, Bologna, and Rome. During the Renaissance papacy are Belgian cities such as Bruges, Ghent, Brussels, Leuven, and Antwerp. Like a big fish in a small pond, I grew the pond to be a great river. This is where my story begins. I served for the King James of the First from the Imperial House of Stuart. The year is 1598. William Adams, who would later be known as Anjan Miora, was imprisoned for a while in the Tower of London. He would escape in 1599. That was without the notice to slip from John Dee's mouth. Who the bloody hell is there? Hello there, Lord Alchemist Dee. Adams is escaping. Should you do something about that? Why the hell should I, Cod? Why in the bloody hell should I, Cod? I am talking to my clone of my friend Kelly. What a fool. A fool like Adams has no right of escaping from the Tower of London. Think again, Dee and Kelly. I have escaped from the hellhole that is the Tower of London. I am going to explore Japan and become Anjan Miura. Goodbye, lads. Pip-pip, tally-ho. God damn it. Why did Adams escape from us? From England, even. Did he have his intentions be sound and pure here? Yeah, it sounds like it, D. I know that, Cod. Kelly, I'm sending you over to Japan to pursue after Adams. And also to get Amrita from the Land of the Rising Sun. But later, as soon as Adams arrived in Japan, Kelly went into Japan in pursuit of Amrita for John Dee. And Elric Cod is planning to tell Adams that he should have not escaped to Japan. And then, with that in mind, said here, Cod didn't listen. Well, Adams didn't listen to Cod, and Cod remained in England soon afterwards. So, this is gonna be a hard ride back, though. So, Adams drove Cod back to the British Isles and remained by King James I's side. That's what Cod went to do. Ulrich Cod remains advisor to King James I until King James' passing. And then Ulrich Cod died mysteriously in 1630. The end of the story right there. But hold on for just a moment. Anjean died 8 years prior to Ulrich Cod, however. Now, I would call this the end of the story. I hope you all enjoyed the latest episode of Elreezy's Audio Plays, Disguised by my Destiny. So, here comes the credits for this one. Ulrich Cod, John Dee, Edward Kelly, William Adams, or so to say, Anjean Miura, are voiced by Ulrich Gotteson. The podcast is produced by Ulrich Gotteson executively, along with Katie Zeisel. Voice directed by Ulrich Gotteson. And even with this in mind, the script was written by Ulrich Gotteson. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. The next episode is going to be coming after I have written it. So, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and pip pip cheerio to you lads. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Bye. And sayonara.